Good afternoon. This is Toby Walken. I'm interviewing Mrs. Blitz this afternoon, November 4th, 1968. All right. I'd like to know where you lived in the country.
I lived in Russia. The name of the town?
Yes. Maybe you should look it
up. The name of the city was Kapuya. And do you want to know the... And then we lived a mile away from this town.
Oh,
from
that
this city.
Yeah.
From this city. That was a city. Of course, a small city.
Yeah.
And we lived a mile away from the city.
Was that like a little village?
A village, yeah. Uh-huh.
And was it sort of a country? Was it sort of
farm-like
atmosphere?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you actually live on a farm? Or?
Well, it wasn't exactly a farm. We had a cow. We had couple of horses, but it wasn't really a farm that we sold things. You know, it was like a, my grandmother had an inn.
Oh, I see.
And the people used to stop there on their way to different cities, different towns.
Oh, I see. You remember your house?
Yes, I do.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, that inn was a big room where people used to sleep in. Of course, it wasn't like it is here.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the house next to it.
Oh, you lived next to the inn?
Next to the inn, yes. Uh-huh.
Was it, you know, can you remember how it looked? Or?
Well, we had about four rooms, I think. And, of course, it wasn't up to date. It was a country house.
Yeah.
And we had our own garden that we raised vegetables. And what else can I tell you? No lights. I mean, no electricity.
No.
We had to light our house with kerosene.
Uh-huh. Do you remember who lived in the house with you?
No, just my grandmother, my grandfather.
And no parents, not your
parents. Oh, yes, my parents,
your
too.
And your grandparents.
And my grandparents.
And
yeah.
No sisters or brothers?
Oh, yes. We had... there was four of us.
How many?
Four children.
And there were
one died when I was.
Is that a brother? Or
sister.
That was a
yes. She was 2 years older than myself, and then I have a brother and I have a sister.
They were older.
Yes, they were older. I'm the baby. Uh-huh.
Let's see. You said that your mother had an inn.
That's my grandmother had that.
Grandmother.
Yeah, but we lived together. Uh-huh.
And did that support you, or did your father?
Well, my father used to make cheese.
Oh.
Schweizer cheese. He was an expert at it, and in fact, he got a gold medal from the Tsar from Russia.
Oh.
It was on display once, and he got a medal for it.
Oh.
See, he used to hire like in farms. And he'd have help and machinery, and he would make that.
And that was how he
made a living, yes. But my father was in this country in 19... He didn't like the life of Russia, and he didn't want to raise his children in Russia. He saw what was coming, you know. So he moved to... he went to America. He and another friend of his went to the States in New York in 1894, I think.
Oh. And then he came back.
Then he came back because he wanted a mother and the four children to come to America, but we had a crippled child. My mother, this little sister that died, was crippled.
Oh.
And they would not allow her in this country, so he had to come back.
Oh.
So he came back and he stayed home for 3 years. And he couldn't tie him. He was smart, you know. He just didn't want to live in Russia. So he took, after my little sister died, so he took my sister, my oldest sister, and a nephew of his. And they came to this country in 1906.
Oh, so he made two, that was two trips.
Two trips he made, yes. Uh-huh. He was very happy here, and he didn't want to live in Russia. He saw that there was no future for us children there. So then in 1906 he came with my sister and this nephew, and then in 1907 my brother came, and in 1908 mother and I came.
Oh, right here. You came over little by little.
Little, yes.
And when you came, were you part of a, would you just come with your mother?
With my mother,
you weren't part of a travel, of a group traveling together?
No.
Your father must have sent you passage? Or
well, it was this way. He sent us money. He didn't send us tickets. So this uncle of mine that lived across the street from us, I was a little girl then. I was only 9 years old, and mother wasn't a traveling woman. You know, years ago you didn't travel in a small in small towns like that. So he thought that we should get an agent, a traveling agent, and we gave and he gave him the money to buy us tickets.
Traveling agent
from Europe. You know, in Minsk. He lived in Minsk.
Oh.
That was quite a distance from us, but the mother and this uncle of mine went there. And paid him whatever it was supposed to be, and he was supposed to buy us the tickets. Well, he cheated us. Instead of giving, no, he sent us tickets, but we had to wait 2 weeks in Bremen, in Germany, till he sent us those tickets.
He didn't send them to you
right away. No. Mm-hmm. And he gave us third class instead of second class.
We paid him.
Oh yes, we paid him. So took us 23 days on the boat to get over here. My mother almost died.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks we were in that boat. And thank God I brought mother home, and that is to New York. And then we, of course, he had a man to put us on the train too, because after all, we were greenies, you know, we didn't know how to. So, and then we came to Pittsburgh.
Well,
in April.
Let me ask you a few questions going back,
mm-hmm.
and then most of the other questions I ask you will be concerning in your life. But do you think that your father was unhappy, of course, living here, living in Europe, but did his cheese making, did that support the family generally well, or was it a poor way of
life? Well, it wasn't real rich because it was just the season thing. See, it was just in the summer,
thing.
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't have been a...
No, but we all lived together, and we got along that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What languages did you speak in your home?
In home, Jewish.
Yes. And what about outside of the home?
Russian.
And you went to what kind of a school?
We had no schools. We had private teachers.
Oh, it was just tutoring in the
home?
Tutoring
in the home, yeah. Of course, my brother had traders, you know.
Yes.
He went to this little town where a mile away from us.
Yes.
He went to Cheder.
Yes.
But and I think my sister went to Cheder, too. But for the younger ones, we had a tutor at home. We
for everything?
Yeah, for Russian and Hebrew.
And who taught you? Was it a
man?
A Jewish?
Oh yes.
I forgot to ask you. How big was this town? About how many families would you say? Do you remember?
Oh, that I really wouldn't remember. It's a small town. It's a little city, but we called it a city. But it was a small city. I don't know the population.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't remember. Do you remember what the synagogue was like, though?
They had a couple of synagogues. They had the, I forgot the names of them, though. But I know they had two or three synagogues
right
there.
Right in the city.
Right in the city,
And do you remember, were you ever in them?
Oh, yes. Oh,
the
yeah.
Girls,
we used to go to visit. No, visit mother and dad. Well, they sit separately, you know, just like in the Orthodox shul here. Yes, I used to visit for Yontifs, you know. Of course, my brother had to go every Saturday to shul. That was a must.
Yes.
But the girls didn't have to.
No, they weren't the same.
No, they didn't have to, really. No.
Do you remember, was it a big synagogue, or was it?
Well, quite a large, yes.
Okay. Do you remember having relationships with non-Jewish people?
Yes.
Were they pleasant, or
Yes, they were very nice to us where we lived, because my grandmother spent her whole life there, and they were very nice to her. But we were always afraid of them.
Oh.
As nice as they were, we were always afraid of them. You know what I mean? Once they'd get drunk, Oh. We were afraid because they would always die. I used to hear the goyim. Do you understand little Jewish?
Little.
Well, the Gentiles used to come to, you know, if they would get caught in the middle of the road or something, they would sleep there, and I would understand them, that they would say, Jiddi, Jiddi is a Jew, the Jew has to die, and things like that. Oh, yes, the stuff in Russia. That's why my dad wouldn't think of living there.
It's good that he was able to.
Yes, he made his business. Oh, yes, he just couldn't see the life of Russia. It was very bad for Jews in Russia. They used to have pogroms there. We used to hear that they would attack a family at night, and they would kill them. And as little as I was always in fear. That's why I'm still afraid here. You know, it's embedded in me that I always have my doors locked in them. When I came to this country, I wanted to kiss the ground I walked on. Oh. And I was just 9 years old. When you're raised in fear all the time, you know, that you hear...
It's hard to get rid of it, isn't it?
Terrible. It's still in my mind. My husband says, were you ever attacked or something, that you're always afraid that the doors are very locked?
No,
I guess it's embedded in you.
You do treasure your security.
That's right.
Do you remember hearing of any... well, you were a bit too young, but do you remember hearing your parents talk about any political organizations or... things like the Zionist organizations or the Bund or labor unions or socialist parties?
No, I wouldn't remember that. Like I say, my father, when I grew up, when Papa left, I was only 5 months old. When he came back, I was 5 years old, because he spent 5 years in New York since my mother wouldn't come with the children.
He actually went twice.
Twice, yeah, first. That's right. He was here 5 years, and of course, I was already 5 years when he came back. I didn't know that. And then he stayed 3 years, not even quite 3 years, and he left.
So he wouldn't have had a chance to be involved.
That's
in
it, you see. That's right. That's right.
What actually was the relationship of the government of Russia to the Jews?
Very bad. Very bad. We weren't allowed to have our own land. See, we had the house, but the land did not belong to us. The land belonged to a Russian man.
I see. We weren't allowed to lease it.
That's right.
We weren't allowed to own any land.
No, no land, no. At that time, now I don't know how it was after I left, but I'm pretty sure that a Jew was not allowed to have land there.
Well, what did you think of America at this time? You had a lot of...
Well, as I said before, when I got off the train, as little as I was, I wanted to kiss the ground because I knew I was free. I wouldn't be afraid to sleep at night.
Well, I'm thinking of when you were back in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
What were the dreams, or what was the impressions that you had of America? You had never seen it.
Well, I was very anxious to get here. And
did people come and talk to you about America? Of course, your father
did. Well, my dad did, and he thought so much of this country that... And he learned a little bit of English, and he taught us a little bit. You know, of course, he didn't know too much.
Hello and goodbye.
Goodbye and get out of pussy and little things like that. And I was very anxious to get here to learn this language.
What are some of the things that he told you about?
Well, he said that it was such a different life. You know, of course, he worked hard here, but he liked it here because he was free. He wasn't afraid of the Gentiles, in other words, you know. See, in other cities, it wasn't as bad. I mean, and of course, in other cities, and you take Kiev, it was also Russia. They used to have pogroms there all the time. So in our town, we didn't have any trouble like that because we grew up with them. See, my mother and my grandmother, and they had a lot of respect for. But in other little towns, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. Russia was a very bad place to live. Even to this day, you know, I don't have to tell you. The Russians are very, very bad people.
Well, then I don't have to ask you why you left the country in which you were born. You made it fairly obvious.
That's right.
And your reasons for coming to the United States?
Because we didn't want to live in Russia. That's
well, I mean the United States as opposed to some other country.
Well, we wouldn't go any other place because I had My father had two brothers here, and my mother had a brother here.
And they all came
to this country.
And had they sort of set things up? They were all in business?
Well, my father was a peddler for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then when my brother got older, he got into the furniture business.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that when you came to America, you had a definite destination, and that was Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you said that your husband did peddle.
My father,
your
no,
father,
my husband. I was 9 years old.
Of course not.
My dad.
I was thinking
yeah.
of my father-in-law who had done the same thing when he came.
Well, what
here.
Else could they do? Is that the first thing
of
they
course.
Grabbed?
And your uncles, did they immediately go into business? Or did
no,
they
my one of my uncles worked for the railroad, Pennsylvania Railroad, and the other uncle was also a peddler at one time, but then he got into business.
Well, I guess what interests me and what interests us is why people chose Pittsburgh.
Well, it just depends. I don't know. My
kind of
first papa came to New York, and I guess we would have gone to New York if it wasn't for the family being here.
Mm-hmm.
See, nobody from our family settled in New York, see. So we came to this uncle.
I see. Well, it's interesting to
uh-huh.
see.
That's
that
why we got here.
This Jewish community that settled uh-huh. here. This is
uh-huh.
one of the things that interests
uh-huh.
us
uh-huh.
so.
Because we have family here. Like I said, my mother had a brother here and with a family and my father.
I
well, not exactly. Listen, they all suffered when they got here. Don't think that it was handed to them on a platter. They worked hard. But years ago, how many were in business? Years ago. That's I'm talking about 52 years ago. And Pittsburgh wasn't like it is today, you know. When we came,
that's what we want to find out.
That's right.
We want to see what Pittsburgh was really
no,
like.
No, no. We didn't have the big buildings like we
no.
have now.
No.
And the beautiful homes and all that.
Well, you already explained to me how you came here and your
mm-hmm.
not how you came here, but your method of traveling as
mm-hmm.
far as your tickets being arranged by
mm-hmm.
the
agent.
So forth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how you traveled from your town to the port?
Well, by horse and wagon.
What port was it?
We went to what was the name? It was a first we went to Bremen. That was in we went by train then, but till we got to Bremen,
yeah.
we had to go by no wait a minute. First we had to go by horse and wagon to let's see, to Minsk, I think, and from there we took trains to get to Germany. We traveled by train.
And
sure.
you sailed from Bremen?
From Bremen, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, ship.
The Pretoria, I think the name was.
What was that? German?
German, yes. Mm-hmm.
You say it took about 20
We were 21 days on the boat.
Did someone meet you? Either an organization of any sort?
Well, the agent, I guess. I don't know who met us at the station, at the, when we got off the boat, at Al's Island. I know they put us on the train. I know we met a man.
But you didn't go, did you go meet me on the train?
Yes.
You didn't have to stay overnight?
No. They took us right off and put us on the train and we got.
But you don't remember whether it was?
Oh, I wouldn't know, really. I wouldn't know. See, we left it up to the agent, I guess. He arranged all that, you
see. I
see. We were led like sheep.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Just you?
Mother.
Yes, but no other people when you're immigrants that came on this.
Well, we met a lot of, not that we knew them from before, but you know, you get acquainted on the boat.
You're on the ship for 20
That's
years.
Right.
But they weren't, as you say, led like sheep to the train to Pittsburgh.
Well, there was only one that came to Pittsburgh from our boat. One husband and a wife.
One of their family.
That's all.
Oh,
that came to Pittsburgh. The rest, I don't know where they went to. Most of them, I think, stopped in New York. That has made their home in New York.
Yeah.
But mother and I and a remaining couple, because they told me they were from Romania, and they came to Pittsburgh. Then we lost track of them. You know, we never didn't know where they went, and he didn't know how to get in touch with us, so we just forgot about them.
Do you remember what you brought with you? Any objects and papers and things?
Well, a passport, I guess, and what else could you bring? We brought a lot of baggage with us.
Would you remember bringing birth certificates and things like that?
No birth certificates, but we had our passport, and that was the birth certificate-like.
What about personal? Do you remember bringing any personal things from your home?
Yes, pillows. I still have them. A parent, you know what a parent is?
No, tell me. I've heard before.
It's a cover that's made out of feathers.
Oh,
homemade feathers.
Oh, is it a...
a big quilt, like,
yes.
You know, made out of feathers. That we brought. We brought Leichter. You know what Leichter is?
You must have
candlesticks.
Yes.
I still have them, too.
You limited to what you could bring?
No. We could have brought anything we wanted.
You brought your clothing.
And we brought a lot of stuff from Europe.
A lot of household?
Yes. Copper or thing that mother used to make fish in, you know, things like that.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to it, though, after so many
Passover
years.
That's right.
We had a few of those. And there were a lot of belongings. I just don't remember. No furniture of any kind, but things that we could pack.
Right. Of course, your name, of course, has changed since you're married.
Oh, yeah.
But your maiden name, was your name changed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was it in Europe?
Wolensky.
Wolensky.
Wolensky, yes.
With a W or a V?
W.
Right.
W-I-L-N-S-K-Y.
And what did they change it to?
I hate to tell you. Miller.
Do you know why?
Why, for no reason.
Who changed it?
Well,
did it change there?
We changed it here.
Oh.
When Papa took out his citizenship papers.
Your father changed it.
Yes,
No, I won't ask you to go into it.
It's a lot to tell, and it shouldn't have happened, you know.
I see. Well, I was, sometimes the names changed at the immigration offices,
We came in as Wolensky,
I see. Then the change took place later.
Sure, yes, that's right. When Papa took out his citizenship.
Well, now you can tell me what first impressed you when you came to, when you first landed in the United States.
Well, I was very thrilled.
I would imagine.
I was very thrilled, and mother too.
Do you remember anything that really...
Well,
surprised you or impressed you?
Well, the only thing impressed me for a moment is tomatoes. We never saw tomatoes in our town.
Oh, dear.
Tomatoes, that's not funny.
Did you grow vegetables, I guess?
We had all kinds of vegetables, but tomatoes. I didn't know we had a Seder that night. That is, I came here before Easter, for Pesach. My mother had a Seder, so my uncle was still single, and she invited him to the Seder, and he brought us tomatoes. I'll never forget, and I didn't know how to eat it. And another thing, bananas, too.
Oh, really?
We never knew what bananas were in that town.
That's sort of a tropical kind.
That's right, and we never got that in Russia. Maybe in the big cities, I don't know, maybe they have it, but in our town we never knew of bananas.
These aren't things that you saw immediately when you came. Immediately in New York,
on the train. They were selling bananas.
Oh.
And mother had a sense of humor, and she didn't know how to eat a banana, but when they were peddling the bananas there, so we tried everything. Whatever we didn't have, we used to try, you know, even if we didn't know how to handle it. So mother says, let's buy the bananas, but we didn't know whether we had to peel it or eat it just like
eat
that.
Eat the skin.
Eat the skin, so we waited, somebody else bought it, and we sat there and watched, and sure enough, she peeled it and ate it, and so we did the same thing. And the both of us took a liking to bananas. Well, till this day, Mother, let her rest in peace, was 80 years old when she died. And on her dying bed, she asked for a banana. She just loved it. And me too. Banana's my favorite fruit to this day.
Isn't that wonderful?
Uh-huh.
They're good for you too.
Uh-huh.
Aren't they?
Some people can't digest them, but I like them.
Well, were you surprised? But did the city of New York surprise you?
Well, I didn't see too much of the city because right from Ellis Island, well, when we saw the Statue of Liberty, we just took fits because we heard about it, you know, that we're coming to a free country. And then right from there, we got the train and we left. So I didn't see much of New York.
At the Statue of
Liberty
and the immigration.
And the immigration, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about your first feelings when you came to Pittsburgh?
Well, I'll tell you, I was so excited. I don't remember, but I say I was so happy to be here that nothing else really mattered. The only thing, I was envious of people that spoke English. It was very hard for us. Mother and I used to sit, and we didn't know the difference between a chicken and a kitchen.
Oh.
Is that all recorded?
Of course, yes. Well, that won't be
It was so funny, you know. When we got here, my sister had to go to work, my brother had to go to work, and in Europe we didn't know of any gas. We used to have gas. We didn't have no electric lights in our house years ago. Nobody had it here in this country. So before my sister would leave the house to go to work, she used to tell us, now be very careful with the gas because she was afraid it would explode. You know, we'd leave the gas. So we watched that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we used to, like I said, my mother had a wonderful sense of humor, and she would ask me, now what is a kitchen and what is a chicken? The difference between a chicken and a chicken. It was confusing. We didn't know, so we used to go over it all the time.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh, any part of it?
Well,
what time you came? What time you
it was in the afternoon sometime.
And this was in the spring.
In April, yeah.
Right.
I don't remember exactly the date of April.
But it doesn't matter. Do you remember the time of day? You said it was afternoon.
Afternoon, yeah.
Remember what you did?
Well, we got to the station that, and my uncle met us there. And I remember my mother made me a little coat that I remember.
Oh,
and I valued that coat. And here, when I got to the station, my uncle says to me, what do you have there? I says, a mantle. You know what a mantle is? A little coat.
Yes.
And he says, oh, throw it away. And, oh, it just broke my heart when he told me to throw. Well, he thought maybe I'd get a new one here.
Oh.
He made me throw that coat away. So that I was heartbroken.
I can imagine.
Yes, he told me to throw that little coat away.
It wasn't very nice.
It was a lovely little coat. Sure, I wore my dresses and things that Mother brought for me. I wore them to school. But the coat he didn't want me to wear. I don't know why. He just took a funny notion.
Did he become very
Americanized right away?
The first minute.
Yes, he didn't want me to have the coat.
So where did you go after that? You know?
We went right to our house. We
Your father had a house?
Not rented.
Yes.
We
he
rented a house. I think we had four rooms with a bath.
You remember where
and Baby Street. Baby Street on the hill. It was near Moorhead School. Baby Street, yeah. That was near Enoch Street. It was near Webster Avenue. Around that.
And that was
a private street
rented apartment.
Oh, yes, it was rented, too.
And your father had rented it?
Yes, he rented it.
Oh, well, he was probably living in it, too, wasn't he, with some of your other
No, he lived, they used to room, my sister and my father roomed it, but he had the house before we came.
Right.
He rented this whole house.
You said that there, you know, that life wasn't that easy. Do you remember those first 5 years? Let's see, you were five. say from the years that you were five to the nine to the year that you were, say, 14. Do you remember any disappointments or?
Well, it was hard to make a living. Years ago, things were pretty tough to make a living. My sister worked, and Papa didn't make too much, and my brother worked. I went to school, and...
Were you disappointed in America because you...
No. We were still happy.
You still had your
feeling your freedom. That's right. We were still happy. Especially me, I was very happy because I didn't have to do anything. Yeah. Just help mother in the house, that's all.
You were the youngest.
I was a baby, yes. But my sister worked hard and my brother worked hard to make things meet.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we didn't need as much as we need now.
Yeah.
But we got along, you know. We're no millionaires, but we got along. Everything we had, we valued it.
You remember... being unjustly treated because you were an immigrant? Ever? Any problems like that?
No.
You never know being discriminated against?
No. In fact, we have colored people live next door to us, and they were just wonderful to us. They did everything in their power to help us out.
Really?
That's right.
What about in other, shopping and school and housing and problems like that?
No, never had any trouble, no.
Alright. Well, of course you would only have been 14 at the end of 5 years, but did you feel that after you'd been here for 5 years that you had more or less accomplished your goal in coming here?
Yes.
Your parents had?
Yes. In what way do you mean?
Well, they weren't
sorry they were here. They were always happy here. Oh, yes.
And they came here because life in Russia was... unbearable.
That's right.
And
they
never felt that life here would be unbearable.
No.
So that they had come here to have a better life. And
that's
do you think
right.
that in the first 5 years that they had actually made a better life for themselves,
that's right.
or they were on their way?
They were happy. They never complained of anything.
But it was hard to earn a living.
That's right. But listen, everybody had to work hard and make ends meet. But as far as wanting to go back, we never had that in our mind.
But you weren't you didn't expect that it would be any different, did
no,
you?
No.
As far as earning a living.
We expected that you have to work hard here. Yes.
Well, how long did you live on Beebe Street? Do you remember?
Let's see. Oh, I imagine about 2 or 3 years when we moved to Webster Avenue. No, to Wiley Avenue. I think we moved after that. And then to Webster Avenue.
Then after Beebe, it was to Wiley.
Wiley, yes. And then we moved to Webster Avenue. Then my sister got married. And we moved to the south side.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But that was...
That was in 1911, I think, my sister got married. 1911. I was 11 years old in 1911, I think. It was 12, I don't remember.
So you just lived a short time in all these?
In all, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And did you stay in the south side?
All these years,
then
until I got married.
Well, that wasn't that long. You stayed there more permanently then.
That's right.
When your father rented your apartment prior to your coming over to
mm-hmm.
America, how did he go about renting an apartment? Did he tell you? Did someone help him find it? Or
that I wouldn't know, really. I guess it wasn't hard to get places to live years ago.
You didn't do any work.
Yes,
right
I
away.
Worked.
Well, you went to school first,
school
didn't
first,
you?
First, yes.
All right. So then I will ask you what kind of schooling you had.
Well, I didn't have very much. I was only up to the sixth grade.
You went?
Sixth grade to Moorhead School, up to the sixth grade. 3 years ago was no compulsory thing.
I know. Well, how did you learn to speak English?
Well, I read, went to school till sixth grade. I was, I was about 15, I guess, or 14, 15.
When you went to Moorhead School, you were 9. Did you just start?
Yeah, I started.
In what grade did you start?
It was a greenhorn grade. And I don't remember what grade it was.
To learn how to speak English.
Yeah, I guess it was first grade.
Yeah, sure. And did you learn to speak and write English at Moorhead?
Uh-huh.
You never learned anywhere else?
No.
And did you think you learned it so well there, or did you learn it mostly by talking?
Well, by talking and by reading and by, I can still learn.
But you didn't probably, did you speak another language?
Russian, the only thing. Russian. And then I learned how to speak Polish a little bit.
Once you were in America?
Yes,
Oh.
Yes, I worked in a store. After I quit school, I worked in a store. I was the only Jewish girl there. And there was a lot of Polish people, customers, and I sort of picked it up.
Southside,
a lot of
Polish
people,
and,
Russians, Polish, Czechoslovakians.
Yes.
It's
right.
A foreign country there.
It is.
There's all kinds of nationalities there.
Community.
That's right.
Many
right.
cultures.
That's
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm.
What kind of work did you do?
Sales girl.
In a little?
No, in a department store. There was the biggest department store in Southside.
Did you have any training for this? Or
no, no.
How did you get this job?
I guess I went in, asked for a job, and they gave me the job.
So how old were you about this time?
Must have been about 15, I guess.
That was the only work that you ever did?
And I worked for my brother.
Oh.
And brother went in. That was...
Later?
Later, yes. After I worked there 4 years, I must have been about... 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you that, I don't remember
What kind of a...
He had a furniture store.
Did you sell there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much in your first job you earned?
$4 a week.
$4 a week, working 5 days a week?
6 days.
6 days. You had to work on Saturday?
Saturday and Saturday night, too.
Did you have to work on a Jewish holiday, too?
I didn't have to, no. I never worked on Jewish holidays. They knew it.
But you...
On Saturdays, I had to work. To keep the job, I had to work on Saturday.
$4 a week?
$4 a week. And then...
Do you remember how long you worked? How many hours?
How many hours? I'd start at 8. At 9, rather, and worked till 6, I think. And then the Saturday till 9.
Oh,
my. Well, sure. They had no unions those days.
No, that's the point. There weren't any trade unions there, were
there? No unions of any kind.
How long did you stay at your first job? You told me you worked.
I think I worked there 3 or 4 years, something like that. About 3 years.
Well, what became your life's work?
Well, I worked with my brother, and then I got married.
Mm-hmm.
My husband had a store, and I worked in the store, helped him out in the business.
So you actually sold there, too?
Yes, uh-huh.
What kind of
A jewelry store.
Did you work there a long time?
For my husband?
Yeah.
Well, I worked for a while, and then my baby came, and, you know, on and off. Mm-hmm. I used to help him out.
Where was this?
The first store was in Southside, and then we moved to Northside. We were there 45 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think you could live that part of your life over, what other kind of work would you go into, or would you do that again?
Well, I've lived different. If I was to live over, I would...
Well, that part, those early years.
Well, listen, I don't know whether I'd want to live it through again. You go through plenty of trouble in this world. My husband was sick for a while, and, you know.
But those early years when you were here and learning, would you have chosen a different kind of work to go into?
Well, if I'd go to school and go to college, naturally, I would take something else up. But years ago, how many went to colleges?
Right.
Couldn't afford it.
That's right. It's unusual.
Yes, it was. Now everybody goes to college, whether you can afford or not.
Or whether you're bright enough, too.
But we try. We send them to school.
Right, we do. Right. How did your Gentile classmates treat you in school?
Never had any trouble.
Did you ever have any... Did you ever see them outside of school?
Yes.
Were you social with them outside of school?
Well, most of them were... I associated more with the Jewish children because it was a Jewish neighborhood.
Right.
And colored people, but we never had any trouble with them.
But you didn't... But you weren't social with your non-Jewish classmates?
No.
Where did you... Did you go to Cheder? You went to Cheder here.
I went to Cheder in Europe. I never went after that, but I can still write and read.
Sure.
But I never went to Cheder here.
Oh, now. Do you like music?
Yes.
Did you ever play an instrument?
No.
Did you, when you were here in those early years, did your parents take you to concerts and... Any kind of musical program?
Well, my people were old-fashioned. You know how years ago.
Yeah.
If anything, when I got older, I was interested in that. But it took money, too, to go. You know what I mean? With $4 a week, you couldn't do very much. So.
But then you didn't really...
No, I never took any part in any kind of...
But you didn't, did you go to concerts or to the opera, whatever came?
Whatever came, something nice, when I got older, yes.
Yes. But not as a child?
No.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater?
Yes.
When you were younger?
At the time of Jewish...
Where was that?
Used to be at the Nixon, I think, they used to come to, or the... See, there was another vaudeville place. What they call it was a Wood Street. What they call it? They used to have high class vaudeville there. Was the name of the oh, that was before you were born, honey.
Well,
anyways, I don't remember the name of the theater.
I
used to come there.
What about other theater, other than Yiddish theater? Any other plays that you go to?
Well, there was yes. I used to go to see plays.
What about things like lectures and? Talks.
Well, yes, I was used to go to the Y.
The Y and H-A.
H-A, yeah. They had a small building those days,
yes.
You know.
What about the library? Do you remember going to a
yes, library? Yes, sure.
Do you remember what newspaper you read?
Mm-hmm. Years ago, let's see, we... Of course, since I married, we've been using the press.
Yes, but I mean, early
years ago, I really don't. My father used to read a lot of Jewish papers. I remember he used to come to the house.
But not Pittsburgh.
But I think we had the press, if I'm not mistaken.
I
so many years ago.
I
don't remember now. What paper was out when I was single? I mean, young.
Yeah.
Listen, so many years, how can you remember these things?
When you came to America, did you... Well, you were young. Did you think of yourself as a religious little girl?
Oh, yes.
In what ways?
Every way. I was very religious. I never wrote on Shabbos. See, my people were very religious.
Very
religious, yeah. Never worked on a holiday.
Or wrote on Sabbath?
Never, no.
Now... Do you think you changed?
A little.
All right, what about those first 5 years from the time you were 9 to 14? Do you think you changed then?
No.
Some of your religious practices?
No. I was still
did your parents?
Very religious. No, not my parents. They were still religious.
you attend a synagogue?